Hey, how's it going? Happy Thursday. As always, it's Nate Mumford, Director of Sales Engineering here at RCS for another RCS Live. We do these kind of the first Thursdays of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern time. You can always check out the replays on our blog section of rcsworks.com or rcsworks.com/RCS-live right there. And of course, don't forget, as always, check your backup paths, data exchanges, and we're always looking for beta testers here as well. That's a nice little ticker we got going over there too, as well. And as you know, we're live. So if you have any questions, I'm always here to help out as well. I got my chat going on here. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, we're on X, all of that good stuff. So any questions for me, let me know. We were just out and about at NAB. I missed you. We had such a great time over there. And we were debuting Audio Display, Sound Center, Zeta Cloud, and Zeta Cloud Splits, and so much more. If only there was somewhere on our social media that you can go and check out those videos live at NAB. Oh, wait, there is. It's on our Facebook page. You can check those out. And as I said, past videos too on G Selector, Zeta, Audio Display, Acquira, Revma, Sound Center, RCS News. These things keep going, right? That's the beauty of RCS, right? The worldwide leader in radio software is we have all those things for your air chain from start to finish too. So as I said, I got my chat open. Any questions for me? I'm here to help out. Today, we are talking about G Selector and some two very specific things you can do, features in the software for programmers. I had a couple users ask me this past month, which is why I wanted to talk about it. Some two very cool features, no repeat workdays or no repeat weekends, and also the drive time protection, which is that kind of, hey, if it's Friday at 5 p.m., I don't want to hear the same song Monday morning at 8 a.m. It's one of those really bad, looks as a programmer where you're like, I'm driving, I'm leaving work, the weekend's here, woohoo! And then all of a sudden I'm going into work like, oh, I heard the same song. Oh, it's depressing, right? That type of thing. And so we'll cover those today. And as I said, we're still out and about as well. We have momentum coming up at the end of the month, a couple of these different engineering conferences. So we're doing, I think there's Texas, there's going to be Oklahoma, if not mistaken. There's one in, I apologize, around the Midwest too. We're going to be out and about. So if you're curious about hanging out with us on the road, you can always reach out to us. Any of the emails, you can reach out on social media. We'll get you in touch and talk about that as well. But we're here to help. That's the idea of these RCS Live videos, right? Because how do you know to do something if no one told you it existed in the first place? So we're going to live over here in the setup tab. And there's two specific ones. There's day parts and there's hours, all right? So we'll do the no repeat workday first. Again, this is a no repeat workday, or this could also be a no repeat weekend, depending on what you're doing on those weekends. Now, some users maybe take a browse list and they create, let's say, a playlist in the browse list and execute it. This is more of kind of a big picture. Hey, just do this with my library, set it, forget it, and call it a day, right? And so the first thing is under setup, day parts, and definition. These are day parts. So you can see here I have an alternate day part here for the RCS Live, but typically what we're talking about here is just any of these day parts. So if you notice, we go to the no repeat section of this, right? This is our grid. So we do a brand new plus here, right? We're going to no repeat birthdays. Let's call this RCS Live, and we'll call this Monday for right now, and you'll see exactly why in a second, right? So this is my day part. I'm going to save this right now. And you can see that we have all of our day parts listed here. So the idea is that if I'm doing Monday, right, in this little, this the one grid here, I'm saying that if I play an AM drive, that's shared with the midday, which is also shared with PM drive as well, right? Now, obviously, no repeat workdays. I'm not going to do the nights and the overnights because those are not part of the workdays, right? In addition, if I did something like this, right, I'm essentially telling G Selector, hey, don't play a song on Monday AM drive. Don't play it again on Tuesday AM drive. This encompasses essentially whatever these check marks are. Do not play this again, right? So the flip side would have been, let's say I have a no repeat weekend. Then in that case, I would do both all these day parts here. And you might be wondering, well, why is the RCS Live day part have these kind of little blanks behind that one check? And that's because if I save my work over here, go to my assignment, you'll see this is the only RCS Live day part. which is on Saturday nights, which we did, by the way, during a previous RCS Live session. So this is just going to outline what we have for day parts, right? And then don't overthink this window. The only gotcha is if I have a check mark here, I am telling G-Selector, I care about these following day parts. Play the song once, right? And of course, this also works with links as well, just so you know. So anyway, I'm going over here. So I have my RCS Live Monday. I'm essentially saying that, hey, this song, go and play once on Monday, AM drive, midday, and PM drive, right? So I'm going to take that same one. I'm going to do a second one here and call this RCS Live, and we'll call this, you know, something like Tuesday, right? And hit OK, and let's save this. And also, oh, look, there's also a little copier function too, but I'll just create here RCS Live, and we'll do Wednesday, and then we'll do another one here. We'll save that, and we'll do RCS Live and do Thursday. And we should do one more here, and we'll call it RCS Live Friday. Now, obviously, you can just call these Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's your database. That makes sense to you, right? And all we're doing here is saying Monday, boom. Tuesday, boom, boom, boom. There we go. Save that. We'll go to Wednesday. We go boom, boom, boom. And we save that one. Go to Thursday. Boom, boom, boom. And, of course, we go to Friday here and say, there we go. So now, overall, we're saying that based on my rule, no repeat, which is no repeat workdays in this example, if a song plays in any of these three day parts, it only play once. And that's for Monday, for Tuesday, for Wednesday, for Thursday, and for Friday. And just because we're here, let's call us RCS Live and call it weekend. And we essentially go over here and say, all right, so let's say all day Saturday and something like this, right? Where a song can only play once during this weekend, right? Something like that. And so once that's established, right, we can then go and go back to the rules and check and see how it's going. Right, Khalid? Making sure that makes sense to you. Any questions? We have the chat open here as well. So if you want me to clarify anything here, let me know. The idea is we're saying for no repeat workdays, on Monday, don't repeat. On Tuesday, don't repeat. On Wednesday, don't repeat. And the only gotcha here is you don't want to do across the board, because then you're saying it's not no repeat workdays, it's no repeat weeks, right? Because the Monday AM drive, if Thursday PM drive is also checked, then we can't go and schedule that song in both of those day parts. That's why we isolate them individually. Now, I put RCS Live because I kind of think of a global aspect, right? This is my station, RCS Live. This is what I'm doing here. But if it's just you and your database, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's totally fine as well. So before we jump to the goals and priority lists, let's go ahead and define our hours here. A quick pivot over to, we have the hour grids, which is that same hour grid that we can edit under the library and song tab. That's just kind of more of the big picture edit here. And this also includes a drive protection as well. Now, one thing to note, if I hit a plus on here, you'll see the hour today and the previous hour of yesterday. So we can do something like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and say something like, okay, well, I'll do, let's say, like 8 a.m. is the yesterday, right? Something like a 5 p.m., something like that, right? So what we're saying is that if Monday, where it's enabled, we have a check mark. So if today is Monday at 8 a.m., the previous hour is 5 p.m. yesterday. I'm going to save this right here. Now, let's just make a quick note of this, right? Notice the A's that are here. That's telling us the key is A. So if a song is played today at 8 a.m., we're acknowledging yesterday at 5 p.m. The only really gotcha here is just be aware under station and days of the week, this will respect your yesterdays. So just be very cautious here. Right. So the idea is if you notice Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Monday, and then of course Sunday, Saturday, Saturday, Friday. So just be aware, some users will like to go and say Monday's yesterday is Friday. Because think about it, if they're workdays, right? So if I am 5 p.m. on Friday, I'm leaving work, woo, it's the weekend. And then all of a sudden it's Monday morning, 8 a.m., right? We want to tell G-Selector we care about that. versus right now you have by my default, which is Monday, Sunday, which is technically yesterday, but is Sunday really your programming philosophy of yesterday, right? There's some debate there. So some users will like to put Monday, Friday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, Saturday. Now, me personally as a programmer, I made that my previous Saturday. It's a little bit different. That's my personal programming philosophy because I kind of treat this like yesterday, same day almost, right? Because technically speaking, if it's like 10 a.m. on Saturday versus 10 a.m. on Sunday, from my market, based on where I am at the time, there was a little bit of a discrepancy on what that user was doing at that time, right? Saturday, they might be doing, you know, whatever it is. They're out and about running groceries, where Sunday could be something slightly different at 10 a.m. So it really depends on what you want to do. But just be cautious. When we say yesterday, we're really referring to this right here, which is setup, station, days of the week. But for right now, we're going to focus back on our hours. And notice, again, we're saying here that if today is 8 a.m., then care about yesterday's 5 p.m. In addition, we're going to create a second one here, and we're going to, again, give it the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're going to say, all right, well, if you're at, let's say, 7 a.m., that's going to be the 4 p.m. hour of the previous day. We're really just trying to look at commute times here. That's what we're doing, right? And this is very much a set it and forget it. You notice the key will give you an A and a B, so you can see the A is to the A, the B is to the B. You can keep on going here too. But again, this is kind of treated as hour one, right? So hour today, previous hour, we don't really clump them together because the behavior. So we really want to isolate these based on the specific hour. Again, some users, if you have Tuesday and Wednesday, like if I'm leaving work Tuesday and coming back in Wednesday morning, that's a problem based on my programming philosophy. However, some users are okay with that, but they really only care about is Monday, Friday because of the weekend. And in which case, we'll just isolate this and say only do Monday to Friday, making sure our yesterday for Monday is Friday. You're following me here? Simply put, we have today, we have yesterday. G-Selector will only do what you want it to do. Okay, so we have our no repeat work days. We have our drive time protections set up. Hours, drive protection, setup, day parts, no repeats. They're all there, ready to go. So now let's go ahead and add those rules into our goals and to our priority lists here. So I'm going to do, just for exercise purposes here, I'm going to go to my C category here. I'm going to hit that plus. I'm just going to do all because that's what I like to do. And I'm going to look at the two ones, right? Which is going to be the drive protection. See that? And then no repeats, right? Because we say no repeat work days, but really what we're telling G-Selector is we're not repeating these. Now, they'll pop the top here. So you see here, don't be surprised they're at the bottom as well. It's going to kind of depend on what your priority list is going to be. Now, remember, a little helpful tip, goals and rules, unbreakable and breakable. The idea is that G-Selector, we want you to do this, 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 and this. We don't want you to do that and that. So we could say, do your best not to repeat. But typically, you and I both know when we have a no repeat work day, those are usually based on imaging pieces, no repeat work days guaranteed. Those classic rockers, the oldies, the classic hits, the today's best varieties, all that stuff. We're really trying to do a promise to our listeners, you won't hear the same song twice, right? And so what we'll do is right click on this, put it as an unbreakable rule, right? Whereas drive protection, again, you could make this a breakable rule with like 100. So G-Selector will do its best to make sure it doesn't happen. But if you have, let's say, a little bit of a power gold category, a power recurrent category, I'm a big, big fan of countering my power recurrents with new music and putting them side by side in the clocks. So for every somewhat unfamiliar song, there's a very, very familiar, relatively current toned song. That's what I like to do. So just be aware, you can make this breakable or unbreakable. It's your choice. I'm going to save this, though. So we have drive time protection, no repeat. We have defined those values. Don't forget the classic cliche. Shout out to Donna. The idea that we want to have, if we're in a dark room, we have a light bulb and a light switch. If you are in a dark room and you flip the light switch, but there's no light bulb, it's still dark. reverse that. If we have, let's say, a light bulb in, but we don't flip the switch, it's not going to go and give us any light either. So we went in, put in the light bulb with the value. And then, of course, right now here, we're turning on that light switch, right? So let's jump to our editor. We'll jump to the on air right now. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to jump to, let's say, 5 p.m. So I'm going to my 5 p.m. hour right here, using my navigation. I'm going to find my very first C. It's called I'm So Tired. I'm going to do Control C to copy that just so I have a copy of it. And you'll see here that we have number 5 or 5 p.m. hour. There's our current time frame. I'm going to jump to tomorrow at, what did I say it was? It was 8 a.m., right? I think it was 8 a.m., right? So there's my Friday a.m. I'm going to double click on that history map, which is going to bring me right to where I am here in the hour. I'm going to do a Control V to paste that I'm so tired. And look at that. What do we see? No repeat. Friday, AM drive, score of 0. And yes, by the way, notice how I made that bright red. Hey, Nate, this is a problem, right? This should not be scheduled here. Now, I hand insert it to show you why that's giving a score of a 0, but GSelector wouldn't give it that score across the board, right? That's what we're doing there. So, sorry, I meant to say drive protection. That in this new one, it works for both because it's right here as well. You see that? So there's a great example. So drive protection as well as no repeat AM drive, right? So you can see there, boom, that's perfect, right? So let's go ahead and pick one more example here. Let's see a normal guy here. I want to find some song that's, oh, he's playing in the same ones here too. I'm going to try to find a C that's not playing. Of course, I already scheduled my log ahead of time. So, but yeah, you can see there, simply put, you can see it. No repeat, Friday AM drive. There it is right there. There's another one at 12, another one at 5. If I jump to my 12 o'clock hour there, notice how convenient it is. Right there is Arcade. I'm going to just go ahead and delete that song. It was 5 o'clock, I said. Go to Arcade here again. I'm going to do Control-C to copy it first. So again, if I go back to my, what was that, 8 a.m., and there was Arcade. Perfect. You'll see the no repeat. Which one did I miss? 5 a.m., 8 p.m. is the 5 a.m. hour I might have missed. Do this one here. I gotta remember my day parts. Let's delete Arcade, go back to 8 a.m. I know I'm just kind of being very specific here, but I wanted to show you. And there you go. So you see, there's, I had a 5 a.m. in my day part. So no problems whatsoever. We're all good. I'm gonna jump to 12 o'clock here. First element, Control V to paste. Arcade pops up. Boom. No repeat. Score of a 0. Done, done, and done. So as you can tell, it's a very powerful tool. It's really, really good for goal-based stations that want to have those guarantees, especially now if your tone is going to be to counter that of, let's say, a very powerful top 40 with heavy spin counts. The idea is that I make a guarantee. You won't hear the same song twice, or just little things. You're about the at-work station, your goal-based station. You want to make sure those fun songs are there. Now, don't forget, under the goals and priorities, you could isolate these if you wanted to. So for example, if you want to have a drive protection, that drive protection can just be on your recurrence and gold records only, right? They don't have to be on your currents. That way, we know that if we want a top 10 Billboard right now, those songs are playing, or top 10 in media base, we know those songs are playing right there. But of course, if we have, let's say, a gold record or a power recurrent or whatever it is, we might hear that and say, ooh, I just heard that song driving home. Maybe it's new music, right? So all of the currents are fine, but new music, recurrents, gold records, those have the drive protection on them, right? A very, very powerful tool. Right, Adam? Right, Jake? Right, Jonathan? Any questions? Let me know here. We're wrapping up here. I want to make sure I get any questions you have here. I have my chat open on my side monitor. But again, we're talking about really cool, fun GSelector scheduling techniques and no repeat workdays and drive time protection, both under setup. And then, of course, you have day parts, no repeat. And then we have hours, drive time protection, the no repeat workday, individual profiles based on the day, whereas hours will give you the individual hours themselves. But the days of the week, we can kind of duplicate there as well. Right? Make sense? Cool, cool, cool. Don't forget, all of our past videos are online at our website. You can check it out over at rcsworks.com/rcs-live. We have some videos from NAB up on our Facebook page. And of course, we'll be doing this again next Thursday at the top of the month we'll showcase another great topic, past videos. There's your link right there. And we'll see you on the road. We got Momentum. We got Texas. We have a whole bunch of other conferences, Oklahoma coming up as well. So any questions, if you're out and about on the road, you want to see us, schedule some time, talk about what, you know, your station needs or wants to do, we're always here to help out. Reach out on our socials, email us, call support, all that good stuff. So thank you so much. I will see you next time on the RCS Live. It is Nate for RCS.